This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Well, hi and welcome to all of you who are joining me today. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and I'm the owner of Media Angels as well as this radio network that you're listening to right now. And I want to welcome all of you today, and especially for those of you who want to hear about creating a creation camp at home. And one of the new features we have now at Media Angels is a creation camp that you can download. Yes, that's right. You guys have asked for it, and I finally got it together. We had a student manual as well as a parent manual with instructions and a list of all the information that you need to put your own creation camp together. And now we are offering that on our website. In fact, this audio and another one that I did for a creation full-length seminar will be included in that set. So it is a downloadable product, and you can go to mediaangels.com and look for it there under the kits that we have assembled, or also under the downloadable products link. Well, if you're interested in doing a camp at home, you might be asking me, well, why would I want to do that? You know, there's VBS and all kinds of things, all kinds of little camps your kids can go to during the summer or really any time during the year. And this is what I call one of those breakout sessions. You know, during the year, there might be a time when you have completed something that you were studying, or you just need some downtime for mom. And this is a great thing to do because it's all assembled for you. We have at special times during the year a completely assembled kit. Again, those are only available on a limited basis. We can put those together for you if you request it and if you email me at felice@mediaangels.com and are interested in that, you know, we can do that for you. But let's say that you want to put together a creation camp or any other kind of theme-based activity that you want to do with your kids for a week. So if you plan ahead, you can have everything ready to go. And what I love so much about our creation camp is that I had my child who is very organized, and that is my daughter, Christina. She's the one who co-authored the Two Seekers Mystery Series with me. And she has that organizational gene that I seem to have missed. And so she went through and took a lot of the activities that we came up with and put them in order, and also has very specific instructions for you. So if you're doing some kind of themed camp, you want to think about activities. If you're like us and you like hands-on science experiments, you'll want to include those. We like T-shirts because it just kind of gives it continuity, and it also gives it that, you know, Bible school kind of feel. And you can make your own. We have Creation Camp T-shirts printed up. Those are available on our website. You can also think about decorations. And, again, they don't have to be fancy. You can do them yourself. And just that is a fun activity to get the kids involved with beforehand, you know, before your camp actually gets put together. And also think about snacks, and we like to do those themed as well. Of course, the crafts, and we have music with our set that is available for you. So when you're thinking about a creation camp, you want to have some sort of theme running through your entire camp idea. So we decided to take the days of creation and add on a few additional activities. So when we set up our creation camp, we decided that we would just gear it for one family, although multiple families can be involved. Now, for our particular Creation Camp, we do supply one parent manual and one student manual. If you want to have an additional child do it within your family, that's great. If you want a friend or the neighborhood child to join you, there is an additional charge for that. Again, get with me or look online for the links to just be able to download an extra student manual. Or if you want to just download the parent manual as well, those are available as standalones. So you're going to look at, you know, are you doing this for just your individual family, or are you going to involve multiple families? And that's going to help you decide on how you're going to organize your activities and which activities will work for your family. Normally, when we put together these types of things, we add additional activities so that you can pick and choose which ones you would like. Most of them are set to a specific theme for that day, as well as a time limit. You know, so if you were really going to use this for a larger scaled activity with multiple families, you would have an idea of how long it should take for each activity. Of course, some kids, especially when they're younger, take a little bit longer, and you can adjust the schedule to fit your needs. And then before you start again, you want to gather your supplies and then schedule your week or weeks. As usual, we give you more information than you need so that you can, you know, make this a unit study if you want. I have a creation science study guide that is a full-length guide to creation, and it goes K through 12, and it's broken up into sections for the younger, middle, and older students. And you can pull additional activities from there. A lot of these activities are a little bit different than what is in the book. So we tried to be, in doing this original, as well as looking at some things that added, you know, music, which is one aspect that is important. We do not include the music CD in our downloadable product, but we do include it in our kits. So you would supply your own music if you would like to add to your creation camp. And the reason you use music is for things like musical chairs and things like that. You can substitute some sort of you know, creation song or, you know, Christian song that you might have. You know, with your children, many households have music and CDs that you use for your children, or MP3s now, or whatever will be the next digital downloaded product. But you can do that as well. And so when we scheduled this out, we decided on like a 3.5 hour day. Again, you can tweak that to let it fit your family. And just for an idea of how we split up our day, we did a Bible reading, which is 15 minutes to 45 minutes, again, depending on the age of your children. Music time, which was 30 minutes, where we could do an activity with music. An activity time that was specific to that day. Experiments, games, a virtual field trip if you wanted to add that element. And snack time, as well as planning a trip if you wanted to do something additional with your camp. And so we broke our week into, you know, there's 7 days of creation, actually 6, and God rested on the 7th. So we broke it up into day 1 of the creation week was 1 and 2. The second day was day 3. The third day, 4, the fifth day 5, and then day 6 and 7. So we also had additional final activities, which was, you know, a party you could have, where you invited extended family and set up displays where the children could show their work. We had certificates. You can make your own in our kit. I think we have one. And then also little recap games to test knowledge or display arts and crafts, and, of course, pictures that the children did. So it really is a fun way to do a camp, and it is something that I really, really enjoy. Well, we'll be right back to answer some of your questions, but let's break for a message.
You are listening to Vintage Homeschool Moms with Felice Gerwitz. This is Fletch.
And this is Kendra from the Homeschooling in Real Life podcast.
We use humor and honesty to get real about Christian homeschooling.
And with heaps of grace, we discuss topics you won't find covered at your local homeschooling convention.
You can find the Homeschooling IRL podcast on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network or by searching for us on iTunes.
My name is Felice Gerwitz, and I want to introduce you to my publishing company, Media Angels. I have a heart for homeschool families, and since 1994, I have poured my efforts into creating curriculum to support teaching science, especially from a creationist worldview to the homeschool community. My curriculum was selected by Kathy Duffy in her 101 Top Homeschool Picks. Another labor of love is a three-book novel series specifically for homeschoolers with a creation focus, the Truth Seekers Mystery Series that I co-authored with my daughter, Christina. Media Angels represents uncompromising quality, not only with books, but with an online homeschool convention and this Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network with amazing show hosts. Along with books, Media Angels has produced an American History and an American Government video series, as well as a family Bible study, Homeschooling with Proverbs. It has been my pleasure to mentor countless homeschool families and missionaries worldwide. I also enjoy mentoring aspiring authors with one-on-one coaching and the Information in a Nutshell series. If we haven't met, please reach out. I'd love to help you on your homeschooling journey, or if you have a book, help you getting that into print. I can be found on social media and look forward to meeting you. You can reach me at mediaangels.com. Thanks so much, and hope to meet you soon.
Hi, and welcome back. My name is Felice Gerwitz with Vintage Homeschool Moms, and today we had a shout-out from one of our shows, and that's Homeschool IRL, Homeschool in Real Life, and you will love Kendra and Fletch. They have a show that right now, currently, as we record this, is the top-rated show on our Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. And you'll need to listen to find out more because they are always real. They give you great information and do it with love. You know, they've been there and done that for most of the things that many of us struggle with. And I tell you what, every time I listen to their show, I learn something new. Well, hey, thanks for all your questions that have been coming in as we went to break, and I'd love to tackle these right now. So the first is from Miriam, and she asks, I have multi-age children from kindergarten all the way up to sixth grade. Can I do a creation camp with various ages? Hey, Miriam, that's a great question, and the answer is yes, but I will tell you that if you can find another parent to do this with and break the kids up into more age-appropriate groups, that would be great. If you're doing this yourself at home, and believe me, I have worked with, you know, from kindergarten to high school ages here when we've done unit studies, and that's basically what this little camp is. It's like a mini unit study. We have been able to do that successfully. What I do with the children is I would work with them. The kindergartners would have some little craft that is very easy. So in other words, it's all cut out. They basically, all they have to do is glue, or they can color, or something that is a standalone where you're not trying to read a Bible story, let's say, and help them with their craft. So the little ones would have their Bible story first while the older ones are doing something else. And then when you're going to do the Bible story portion of it with your older children, you would have the kindergartner working on their craft project. You know, again, it will take a little bit of planning on your part, but it can be done very successfully. So hope that answers your question. Okay, here's a question from Ontario. Hey, thanks, Canada, for joining us today. And she asks, does this kit require hard-to-find supplies? Very good question, and the answer is no. In fact, when we shipped our completed kits, we had everything from glue to scissors to wax paper to aluminum foil, like everything you needed, plaster Paris. We have a little volcano model that we asked you to create if you'd like to. And so we included everything, but we made sure it was very easily accessible to the parent. Because I'm like you, there is nothing more frustrating than buying something and finding out that some of these supplies are not available. So again, very good question, appreciate it. All right, here's another question. Okay, no name or state, but that's okay. And you know, this person says, every time I want to teach creation, okay, hold on. All right, every time I want to teach creation, I can't find any books, exclamation mark. All right, well, that is something that I have to say is true. When you go to the library, you're not going to find a lot of creation-based books. However, you can ask your library to order books specifically. Some libraries' systems do this. I know in the past they used to do it more readily than they do presently, and I know that because we tried to get some hard-to-find books that our library was not able to get for us. However, one of the things you can do is look at Masterbooks. They have a huge array of books, and I know a lot of times booksellers come to conventions, so if there's a convention near you, you may want to go. Recently, I was at a convention, and I saw that Masterbooks had a set of books. I believe there were 11 or 12 in the set, and I had bought the books individually, and I paid more for two of the books individually than the whole set was priced at. So they have bundled sets and things like that, and this one particular set is wonderful because it would take you through a lot of the basics of creation. And so there's a lot of books that are available. I don't know the ages of your children, so I can't be more specific to a book. In our book, Creation Science, A Study Guide to Creation, as well as Creation Geology, we have very extensive book lists that we recommend. In our study guides, one of the things that we did is provide a lot of information so that they are standalone and you can do additional research. Another thing I would recommend is websites like Answers in Genesis has a lot of audio clips as well as very readable information about creation. If you have older children, I will tell you a website that we used extensively when we were writing the Truth Seekers Mystery Series. That's a set of novels I wrote with my daughter. And we used the Institute for Creation Research. Its acronym is ICR. And that has something very interesting, and that is called Scientific Abstracts. And an abstract is a synopsis of it's not as detailed, but it is detailed in the sense of it's a synopsis. It covers what the experimentation was about. So in other words, they may have done a study on the ocean's sedimentary layers. And that is one of the claims, that creationists use against evolution is that the layers of the sea or the sediment would have to be so much deeper than they are if the Earth was billions of years old. And so, for example, they did a study on sedimentary layers, and you can read that study on the website, and from time to time they update them. So that's a wonderful place to be able to read not only good science, but science that's at a little bit of a higher level that your children would appreciate. You can do searches if you're looking for a particular thing as well. And I hope that answers your question. Thank you. Okay, Cindy. All right, thanks for your question here. Okay, Cindy wants to know what are the Truth Seekers Mystery Series. Okay, I never heard of those before. Oh, okay, Cindy. Well, those are novels my daughter and I wrote. We wrote three novels. When she was homeschooled, she wanted to be a writer because, hey, her mom is writing, and we always say, you know, we want to encourage our kids, and I was encouraging by my actions more so than, you know, saying, hey, why don't we write a book? And she started writing, and from there it went into her wanting to write a mystery because those were the books she liked reading when she was, you know, 12 and 14 and around that age. So around 14, she got serious, and we sat down, and we talked about what we could write together. And we came up with a creation theme, and she came up with a really cool mystery idea. And the first book was The Missing Link Found, and that was set in Florida. One of the things that authors are instructed, especially when they're new authors, is to write what they know. So we had been on a fossil float with Tom DeRosa with Creation Studies Institute that's in Fort Lauderdale. And so we've been on this fossil float. It was in Arcadia. I believe they still do them yearly. And Tom was a wealth of information. It was great. Christina loved it. So she based her first mystery around that dig there. Of course, the book is totally fiction. However, we weaved real science facts throughout the book. And then the second book was on a topic neither one of us knew anything about, and that was dinosaurs or mountain climbing, and that one is Dinosaur Quest at Diamond Peak. And that one was set, in a area, again, that we knew nothing about, and that was Colorado. And so we had to do a lot of research for that. And what was really cool about it was when Christina was done writing the series, she was invited to a real dinosaur dig, and our literature study guides reflect that information. And then the last in the series is Keys to the Past Unlocked, and that one is about scuba diving and the keys, along with another mystery that they found, again, creation science based. We hoped to write 8 to 10 books in the series, and someday we may. Right now we just have the 3 novels, and Christina has grown up now, but the books live on, and so she's involved with family and little ones at this point in her life. But, there's always that hope that someday we'll be able to continue writing the series. But in the meantime, I encourage you to take a look at those and see what you think. Well, you know what? We are at the end of time here. I so enjoyed being with you this week and talking to you about Creation Camp or creating your own theme-based camp. Hopefully this gives you some ideas of how to do it. And the other thing I'd like to recommend is that you sign up for the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network e-zine. We try to only send out one email a week unless it's something really exciting that's going on. And we'll send out a midweek email, and we don't bombard you. We don't spam you with information. We just give you update of what the show hosts are doing as well as a bonus. Every quarter we change it out, and we have a really cool downloadable set that includes ebooks and audios. And if you remain a member of the e-zine, you get those updates all the time. So I know some people like to sign up and then unsubscribe, but I'm telling you, if you stay on, you're going to find all kinds of member-only perks so that we don't put out there only to members of this group. So again, thanks so much for joining us. Take a listen to Homeschool IRL. I think you'll enjoy it, as well as many of the other shows on this network. Take care, and God bless, and see you next week.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.